Wow, that's one of the most beautiful, anointed versions of that song I've ever heard. It's one of my favorites. I love Christian Christmas carols. They talk about the true meaning of the season, the birth of our Lord. Let's pray. If you need to CRB, go ahead and do that. If not, repeat after me, a USP, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Only Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness,
of all unrighteousness.
according to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Wow, praise the Lord.
Oh, do you want to announce about next Wednesday
I
first?
was just going to do that there
Okay.
now. Okay, so this will be the last Wednesday of the year for the Overcomers Club. We're going to take next Wednesday off between the holidays. I imagine a lot of you have family things and things going on anyway. So it's good. Relax, enjoy yourself. And we'll see you on the 3rd of January and start off the new year and getting ready for what I'm calling a year like never before. Blessed 2024. Amen.
Okay, and then we're going to kick off the new year 2024 with 21 days of a 6:33 a.m. Zoom. Videos are optional. We do not want to see your pajamas or bad hair days. So you could leave your videos off, as we may be, because we're usually in bed at 6:33. And, after we pray, sometimes we go back to sleep. We're up at 3:33. We also stay in bed. And after we're done with our 3:33, we get a little bit of sleep before the 6:33. So we're trying to go to sleep earlier and earlier and early, so we have a longer run before we have to get up at 3:33. Sometimes we're praying so long that we don't get back to sleep when it's like all of a sudden it's 6:33 when we've been praying for 3.5 hours.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so
Yeah.
we're going to be able to just pray for 15 minutes or so. We're going to probably log on for people to get set up and whatever at about 6:15, and right at 6:33, whoever logs in, we're going to start right at 6:33 and probably be done by about 6:45, and then everyone can pray on their own the rest of your prayer time or whatever. But some people have to rush out to work. Some people are already on the way to work. Some people are, in their kitchen while they're doing it. So you could be on mute. You could have your video off. But if you want to join us, we'll be there. If no one's there, I don't know who's going to be there New Year's Day on January 1. But we'll be there. And if you're not there with us on Zoom, we know you're there in spirit anyway. So don't feel obligated. It's just we're going to help the newcomers with a new lifestyle for 21 days. And the 22nd day, then they should be able to keep going and have developed that good habit. I don't know if we'll continue Zooming or not. I don't think so. But we might, do a Facebook. Some people like to, hey, I did it or whatever. That's fine.
We're still praying how to get this really rolling, kicked off to start the movement more.
Right.
And again, we're not legalistic about this. If you don't make it, no problem. It's just when you do get up, be seek God first and let your life get improved that way.
Yeah. And if you want to join us on some days, at least you'll know we're going to be there during that first to 21st day period. So that's totally up to you. Just wanted to let you know what we're doing. And we're going to try to do a the morning miracle club. It's going to start off with a study of the book, a detailed study. And it's a great way to invite friends or family so they can grow in the things of the Lord. I love it when people who have been through the whole thing already, like you have, give testimonies and inspire other people so those newcomers can see that this is real. It works. We're seeing it amongst us that we're getting accelerated prayers answered. Those of us that are still waiting for some manifestation are getting our hopes stronger and stronger that We have that by faith as well, because God has no favorites. And we're going to continue fighting the good fight of faith because we know that we have the victory. So we welcome you to join us in our book club when we're going to start it in the new year. We're not exactly sure what date or time, but we will be announcing it probably next week. And then we're going to have it, you know, like probably once a month. And we're going to Zoom that. But those of you that could join us for that will be exciting, so that we could help all the newcomers to get their relationship with God closer too, as well. Okay, so let's go to share screen. We're going to do a continuation of our Bible study that we started last week. I'm going to ask everyone to be able to unmute yourself, but keep yourself muted until you answer. And then if you do an answer or comment, to mute yourselves back. So you should be able to unmute yourself now when needed. But keep your mute on unless you answer a question. Okay. All right. And then, oh, who was doing communion today? Did we pick anyone doing communion today?
We did, yes.
Let's see. What do I have? I didn't write it down. I must have been so excited about last week.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing communion today? Anybody remember? Maybe we forgot to pass. That's okay. We'll do it.
If we have to. You know.
If anybody would like to do communion, you're welcome to. If not, we'll do it. Okay, so let me go to our share screen. Oh, after service prayer, I think it's going to be Peter and Sharon. Is that correct, Peter?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right, so. This day here. Okay, we're ready for you. Oh, you let me start. I'm sorry. Okay. So we're going to do a quick review from last week. God who is in you is greater. We're doing part three and we're doing the review. God who is in you is greater because you have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater or mightier than he who is in the world. John 4:4. And the spirit who is in you is more powerful than the spirit in those who belong to the world. That's A. Now, we answered some of those questions, all of those questions, last week. If you weren't able to be here, it's recorded. You can go at ABC Church on demand and listen to that when you are able. Number two, stop saying higher level, bigger devil. A, don't be afraid that you can't go to a higher level because there may be a bigger devil or a bigger challenge there. Why? Because number three, bigger devil, higher level. If there's a bigger devil or challenge, then God will teach you to get to a higher level in the kingdom of God to overcome it. B, I am the Lord, your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way that you should go, Isaiah 47:17. And that translation of who teaches you to profit also means that God teaches us to be successful in everything we do. Number four, the devil may be the temporary god of this tiny planet called Earth, but God is the creator of all things, including the universe, according to Colossians 1:9-15. And so if God created all things, he created the devil. So how can the devil have more power than you? Because God who created the devil is in you. That means your power is God's power. Number five, through Jesus, we have been given dominion and authority. A, Jesus said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth, Matthew 28:18. And B, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. All means all, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10:19. But when the devil makes people afraid that something may hurt them, what they fear will happen to them. So fearless faith means that you should be safe from the devil. So this is where Pastor James is going to start here.
Okay, praise the Lord.
And then we'll have to move this up so you can see that sentence.
Right. God's resurrection life is in you. Shine God's light with the gospel. The God of this age has blinded who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, you may not know this before. Every time Pastor Karen and I preach, we pray, Lord, lead us and guide us what we're supposed to say. Holy Spirit, control our tongue so that we're letting him use us as a vessel. It's not what we think, it's what he says, okay? For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now, look at that picture on your right. You see the stars through all the darkness. They shine through. It doesn't matter how dark it is outside. Darkness cannot stop light. Okay? Remember that. The light in you cannot be stopped by the darkness in this world. Okay. So question, how powerful is God's resurrection life in you? Any thoughts? Quiet tonight, huh? All right, so the second question. How often is it being demonstrated in every area of your life? I'm going to answer that for Pastor Karen. Not enough. I'll get there. All right. Now, how powerful is God's resurrection life in you? It's total power. It's all the power. It's everything you need to defeat the enemy. Okay. And the bottom line is we are not demonstrating enough in our lives. The demonstration power of God in our lives should be so great that the minute we wake up in the morning, the devil starts running and fleeing. Okay? Now, how can you be used as a brighter light of the gospel to others, especially in the holiday with family and friends? So you're arguing around people that you haven't been around a lot lately. How are you going to be used as a brighter light, the gospel of others? Who can answer? Give me some feedback, please. Just unmute yourself and speak. Go ahead. There's no wrong answer. All right, Susan, I'm going to pick on you. Go ahead and answer. How can you be used as a brighter light to the gospel of others?
I think just by being, just full of love and grace when you're around your other family members and letting the Holy Spirit lead me to speak those words of grace or those words of love at the right time, to have that that words fitly spoken, that blesses someone else. And just let myself be used as a vessel for him.
Very good.
whatever it is that he wants spoken to that particular person, is what I say.
Excellent. Very good answer. Denise, why don't you give me your two bits in this?
My two bits would be to basically piggyback off, I think it's Susan. Uh-huh. Just living a godly life and seeing, I think the way you live your life and the way you conduct yourself is a way for them to see the light of God in you.
Exactly. So basically what you're saying is to be an example.
Yes.
Okay. So we live our lives as an example to others. You're not going to go to these parties and start preaching to people. Okay. That sets most people off. But mm-hmm. when they come to you because they see God in you, the door is open. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Next screen. I'm a little technically challenged here. All right. Treasure cast down, not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4:7-15. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, our bodies, and that the excellence of the power of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, cast down, but not destroyed, always caring about the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the life of Jesus may be manifested in our body. Okay. Ballpark, we're all going to be under attack. But because we have God inside of us, those attacks will be repelled and we'll be victorious. Okay. Now, question one, how often do you reflect on the fact that God considers you his treasure in an earthen vessel? Mm-hmm. Peter, why don't you give me an answer on that one?
I wish it was oftener than it is.
True.
I think we can all say that, Peter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do consider that about not as frequently as I should. So help me, God, to consider that oftener.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think all of us are falling in that category. We're not going to dwell on this too much in the timeline, but the bottom line is we are God's treasure. As challenged, as broken, as mistake-filled as we are God's treasure. And he loves us unconditionally. Okay. Number two, be encouraged when you feel discouraged or in despair. God's power will help you overcome and not be destroyed. Okay. So the bottom line is, okay, there's all kinds of challenges out there, physical, financial, emotional, whatever. You may find yourself around family members you're not comfortable with for one reason or another. You may find other challenges because Satan knows all the mistakes we made and he's real good at putting those things up in front of us, you know. Well, with God's power in us, we overcome them. Let's not forget, we've all been forgiven, okay? All right. For we who live always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, as the life of Jesus may also be manifest, may be manifested in our mortal flesh. We have the same spirit of faith, knowing that he, which is God, who raised up the Lord Jesus, will also raise us up with Jesus and present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace, divine favor, and spiritual blessing has spread to the many because thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Okay. When you die to yourself, what does that mean? Example, humble yourself and get rid of pride. Okay. Let me make a comment on that, please. Lyle, what's that mean to you?
Okay, we're looking at when you die to self. What does that mean?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, how often our own ideas and desires try to take preeminence, and I think dying to yourself would want to recognize God's thoughts to be more powerful than our own thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Who else wants to join in on that? Okay, for example, my wife is a wonderful woman. She's very prophetic. I mean, a lot of times she's telling me to do things that she hears from God that are what are not my plans. And I'm thinking, I have to get rid of my plans and do what the Lord is telling me to do, because what the Lord is telling me to will work and my plans won't. So that's dying to myself. Okay. Mm-hmm. How can the life of Jesus be manifested in our mortal flesh after you die to self? Who wants to volunteer for that one? Sharon, give me a thought, dear.
Thank you.
I think I'll unmute. They've been doing it.
Okay. So you're not able to see everybody.
Yeah.
Sharon, did you have your hand? Shannon, did you want to answer something?
Oh, that was earlier, a long time ago, before it got a little complicated.
That's well, okay. What did you want to share?
When we're it was back to the first question about how can you be a light to your family. And mm-hmm. I was relating to it a little bit, that I really have to find that I have to pay attention to my words a little bit more than I normally would, because by doing that, I've been able and pretty... challenging situations with personality challenges. I found that it's very important how I word it, with not offending someone, but then still giving a message that doesn't get someone defensive, shall I say? So it really takes a lot of effort to do that, and then take a step back, like they say, to take a step back and not go with your emotions of what we might think, but go from in a place like more godlike, right? Like, what would God, like you taught me, what would God do in this situation? Pastor James says it's not always easy to go that route, but taking a step back, that you might at least change direction than what you normally would.
That's a good point.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're using the fruit of self-control to figure out how you should react, not in the normal defensive way, but what would Jesus do, and practice doing that so that your light could shine more.
Right.
Yeah, sure. And then that does take practice, and it's not always easy. Right. Sharon, did you want to share? Thanks, Shannon. That was a good point.
Thanks, Shannon.
Yes, I'd like to apologize for not pushing the button before I just went off and talked.
Oh, no.
That's what I said to do, because
yeah,
when the screen shows up, we can't see the golden hands.
Yeah, well, I just, when you asked me that question, I just answered it, but I did not unmute myself.
Oh, you didn't mute. I wonder why I was so quiet.
Yeah, you see my lips were moving, but nothing was coming out.
Answer it now.
In answer to your question, I kind of treat that like doing a USP, like every 15 minutes. And I just acknowledge God, and I just tell him, thy will be done, not mine. I put you first, not me. And I humble myself before you. And I keep doing that over and over all day long. And that just keeps me aware, you know, and then it does, he manifests, you know, in our mortal bodies. And you can feel it, you know.
Good point. Mm-hmm. So I like the discipline. So for her, it helps her to incorporate into a frequent lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So that she's always able to utilize that. Great. Okay, let's go back to the next one. Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what areas of your life can God's grace and divine favor make you better? Anybody? Just unmute yourself and start talking.
What was the question, Pastor?
What areas of your life can God's grace and divine favor make your life better?
Well, for me, it's His grace gives me a lot more patience with everybody. I've noticed that, you know, the more the 633 meetings and then the USPs, I find myself more tolerant and more patient and reminding myself to just walk in love. You know, His grace is upon me, and I keep saying, gosh, thank you, Lord, thank you, Your grace. I mean, every day, small, big things, you know, I notice that it's, well, maybe now I just notice it more, you know, because of the fact of the confessing, you know, or no, not confessing, doing the USP prayers. I notice more of His grace and actually in everything now. A lot more.
Awesome. Very good.
So you're saying you're dying to yourself, right? Because you're not letting your personal emotions control things, but you're acknowledging, you know, other people, maybe they're not the way you'd want them to be, but there may be something behind that that's causing them to act that way. And you're showing God's love.
Yes.
Okay.
Walking in love more, a lot more.
All right. Excellent.
Great. All right. Number three, bringing invisible into the visible. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. 16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceedingly external weight of glory.
Eternal
weight of glory. Thank you, Karen. While we do not look at things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, the things which are seen are temporary, things which are not seen are eternal. Okay. Are you frequently practicing bringing the invisible into the visible? Example, calling something to being that is not, as if it already existed. Okay.
Yeah. Who wants to give an example?
Yeah.
Of something that you've practiced that you saw works. I know you shoppers do that all the time. Come on. I know you pray before you go to a store. And what do you pray? Anybody want to
find the parking spot? The perfect parking spot.
There you go. That's right. Exactly. And does it happen?
Yes.
Hooray. Great. Okay. What else do you want to pray when you get to the store and you want to buy some things?
That it's on sale.
There you go.
Right. And that you get it in stock. right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you smart shoppers, you're putting that into practice. See, we do this all the time without realizing it. People don't realize they use faith on a regular basis, right?
Right.
All right, so how about when you get on the freeway? Anybody have freeway prayers you pray?
I don't get on the freeway, but I anymore. But I get on the train.
What do you
pray? Then I have prayers that I pray.
But you trap when you travel, you pray for safety, right? Yeah. So
I pray for safety. I pray that the train is on time and there is no mechanical failure.
There you go. So you are bringing the invisible to the visible. By making sure that safety is happening. Any other examples?
I do.
Okay.
Romans 4:17 is one of my favorites. And I pray every day in my morning prayers and my evening prayers too, that
Can the person that the phone's ringing be muted, please? Peter?
That's me.
Okay, go ahead, Cher.
Oh, I just, in my morning prayers, I always pray and thank God that all of my children have salvation packages in Christ Jesus, and that they pray every day and every night when they wake up, when they go to bed, when they bless their bread and water, you know, and I just thank him for that because I believe, and I see results from that.
Amen. That's a great one.
Because they call and want me to pray for them, and I'll say, okay, that's wonderful. Now repeat after me.
I love it. That's an example.
And it's happening all over the place.
Amen. When people need bills paid and say that someone's had a financial challenge, and in the natural, there is no money to pay that bill. So they have to pray so that money becomes visible and it will be able to pay that bill. So when God pays that bill for you, you have utilized your faith. The greater that's in you came forth when you had a need. And how many times has God met your need? So you are able to bring the invisible into the visible. Let's practice that more, okay?
Okay, so how do you renew your inward man day by day?
You die to self.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And renewing your mind with the what? The word of God every day. Okay, great answer. Can you envision your challenge being temporary and permanently removed? So everyone close your eyes. Whatever challenge that you're being faced with right now, look at it as temporary. Because what's in the invisible realm is permanent. And you are going to bring the invisible to the visible. And you're going to permanently remove that with a greater faith that's in you. I want you to see it in your mind. Close your eyes. See it in your mind. Completely gone. And everything according to the word of God. Healed, restored, rejuvenated, replaced, whatever it is that you're believing for. See it as God sees it in the finished manifestation, because that's your promise. That's what's happening in the spirit realm right now. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, God's overcoming victory is in you. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Can you see yourself as an overcomer over that challenge?
Can you And everyone that can say yes, say it. Yes.
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 Yeah. Okay. All right. Because you receive what you say. All right. Number two, you are a co-heir with Christ Jesus and will rule and reign with him according to Romans 8:17. In what area of your life do you need to get stronger in ruling and reigning with Christ Jesus? Think about it for a minute, ponder it. I'm going to ask the Holy Spirit to show you that where you think that you're weak, where you think that you still have had challenges, God in you is greater, greater than that challenge. And God in you is making you greater than that challenge. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, number three. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. 2 Timothy 2:12. Can you continue enduring through your challenge to get to the finish line to reign over it? Can you? Yes, because my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And we can do what? All things through Christ who strengthens
us.
Okay. So here we're at the last slide.
Okay, Genesis 50:20. This is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. What the devil meant for bad, somehow God will turn it into something good. Focus on good thoughts and not the bad ones. Can you write down a recurring negative thought you constantly think of and write underneath it what God's word says and turn that into a good affirmation?
Okay, so do that now. You have a piece of paper or a pen, or if you have a phone, and you just jot some things down. We want you to take the time. And there might be something that's constantly challenging you. That one main thing. And if you don't know how to turn it into affirmation, we can help you with that. If you email it to us, we can help you. But how you normally do it is you find the scripture that gives the opposite of that challenge and that what God's promise says, and then you reword it. Okay, so that's your assignment. This is your assignment to ask God how to turn that into a positive affirmation. Then can you cross out the negative statement after you do that and only affirm God's word over that challenge? Anytime you have a challenge, this is an assignment that we should all do, because then whatever the devil meant for bad, it will turn into something good. Okay? So this is the manner by which you can do that. So that's the assignment. And that's how you're going to start your new year, is to turn everything negative into a positive and believe God that you are bringing the invisible to the visible, calling those things that are not as though they already existed. Call to yourself the change. Call to yourself the healing. Call to yourself the things that you don't see yet that God has for you. So be assured that you have the victory.
Regardless of what it looks like, I'll find a good fight of faith.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Okay. Did that help anybody?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So you think that's going to help you end your year strong and start off stronger for 2024?
Yes.
Amen.
This is the year of the breakthrough. You've all been in training long enough. You've all been working, developing your spiritual strengths long enough. Now it's time for the victories. And the victories are coming continuously and at rapid fire, one after the other. You've been looking at things, working on things for years. And you know what? You've worn down them. You've worn those demons down now. Those demons are tired of this fight and they're ready to leave and they're ready to give you the victory. They're ready to go on to another assignment because you are too tough and too powerful for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my decree over this group right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
So here's what we're going to be doing is we are going to be also for Wednesday nights, but on a higher level, we're going to be studying the Morning Miracle book on a very, very deeper level. Okay. This is going to be a ramp up to our next book. So we're going to be starting to teach you the things beyond the Morning Miracle. Through this one. Okay, so we're going to start this in the new year. If you haven't gotten it yet, try to get it. Anybody has challenges, let us know. We'll bless you. The Kindle version came out today. It's only $4.99. If you belong to the Kindle Frequent Club, it is free, a free download. Also, if you go to our website, awake633.com, awake633.com. You can get a free download of the audio of all the affirmations and the prayers in this book. We want to bless everyone with a gift. You go there to the website, awake633.com, and get your free download. And Annie was doing her housework today to it and did all her affirmations. She got them done. So it could be in your car, on your phone, download it to your phone when you're on the subway or the whatever, or walking to somewhere. You could get your prayers done. It's a really good time manager. Pastor James did a great job where he did it slow enough where you could repeat after him. Pray first we're not able to get the audio to the public, but people who attend all 21 days or participate somehow of the new year, if you participate in some way, shape, or form, will all get a free copy of the entire book on audio. So if someone, you know, just wants to lay down and listen to the book or, you know, go through some of the affirmations or the confessions, or if you didn't get through the whole book yet and to read it, some people are better auditory learners. So we just want to bless people with that. Mm-hmm. That will be coming up soon. But do try to get the Kindle or the paperback by the first week of January. If you have any challenges, let us know. We'll help you. We'll bless you. And we really want to dig deep into this book because it is a full of diamonds in the spirit realm of things that we really want to teach that we haven't actually taught yet.
Yeah, I think you're going to find levels to this book. Every reach a newer level and a newer level and a newer level as we go. God is going to use this book. Because it's him speaking through the book. It's just, we may have been the people who wrote, penned it, just like Paul penned most of the Bible, but really God through him that
most
did
the New
this.
Testament.
Uh-huh. New Testament, you're right, thank you. You know, but people pen the Bible, but it's the Word of God. This is the Word of God. We penned it, but we believe he's going to show us revelation as we go through it, getting everybody ready for the challenging times coming.
Right. So if you participate in some way, the first 21 days, we're hoping to give the gift to the people that participate for the audio version. But you can get the affirmations and prayers right now.
Yep.
That's available on our website. Okay. So make yourself available to that. And let's do communion.
Okay.
So let's do another USP. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1, 9.
Okay, I'm going to pray over the communion now. Thank you, Lord God, for this body that was broken for us at Calvary. That, Lord God, that Jesus, you paid the price with everything that you had inside of you, that you sacrificed yourself, that you were the sacrificial lamb for us to redeem us from sin, sickness, death, and suffering and any challenges. We thank you so much, Lord, for what you did for us. And we take this body now, and we do this in remembrance of you.
I agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Jesus, take this blood, remembrance of all that you've done for us. Remember the 39 stripes that you took that has healed us and made us whole. And we do this now in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name.
We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We agree.
We've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. We're going to see Jesus' name.
Well, you want to do a Christmas blessing?
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Christmas has always been my favorite time of year. I love the fact that while there's some challenges out there, there's a lot of good that comes out of Christmas. A lot of reconciliation of families. A lot of people coming back together. A lot of forgiveness comes at this time of year. And as we go forward, we bless everybody with love, joy, and peace going forward for the rest of this year and in 2024, that the presence that you're giving them right now is that they know that they know that they know in their spirit that whatever challenges come up against them, because you're inside them, Lord, they can handle them. And we bless them. Have a wonderful Christmas season and New Year season filled with love, joy, and peace. In Jesus' name.
Amen. All right, so we look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday. It's Christmas Eve morning, and it's going to be a great service. So we will not see you next Wednesday, but the first Wednesday, we'll kick off with our book study of the Morning Miracle. And we know that you're going to have a wonderful Christmas. And we love all of you. Those of you that want to stay for after service prayer, Peter is going to be doing that with Sharon. Amen. Love you guys.
Love you. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.